But others see this as a necessary tweak to a very lofty target.
100% is always a problematic goal.
Gil Tall is director of the Electric Vehicle Research Center at the University of California, Davis. He applauds this adjustment, but still says electrifying the roads is important to bring down climate warming emissions.
Decarbonizing the light-duty vehicle sector is the closest thing to a silver bullet we have. It's the one policy, the one technology that actually works, that can make a huge difference, that we know how to do it.
The insane electric vehicle mandate. It's a quest to end the gasoline-powered car.
Europe's proposed lane change isn't the U-turn that the Trump administration is taking on EVs, but it still signals a shift. And Joanna Kiriazis with Clean Energy Canada says the federal government needs to consider what path it will take with its own currently paused EV regulations.
Canada has a choice. Do we want to, you know, join the U.S. in going back to the 1950s and living in this fossil fuel island? Or do we want to align with the rest of the world where EVs are breaking records and are expected to make up 1 in 4 new car sales this year?
This proposal will still take a while to work through the EU Parliament. But for now, it's a sign that the climate ambitions of even a few years ago are crashing against the reality of what it truly takes to get there.